You've been trying to censor me for God knows how long. I don't know, maybe you didn't want to hear my views because you didn't believe those views should be expressed, but you never knew what I stood for. You never wanted my voice to be heard because you always thought of me as a possession and not a person. Yeah, I can be a real pain in the ass to anyone who doesn't want to hear me, but you know what? People do want to listen. People value the right to speak their minds. And people know that if you take that away from someone, you're taking it away from everyone. So you can try to leave me in this locked cage, you can try to keep me away from everyone else, but you know, I've been clawing at the roof and I can feel the grooves in the ceiling here from my fight, and I still have nails on the tips of my fingers, so I know I can keep clawing, I know I can keep fighting, because I know I have more work to do, and I'll get it done, I tell ya. I'll be free again. Your cage isn't airtight. I've seen light from outside when you've had me trapped. And every once in a while, I see shadows, and I'm sure there are people there. You can't keep me trapped like this forever, because people will hear my screams through the cracks in your precious cage. And no, I don't care what kind of cage you put me in, because I'll keep fighting. I'm strong like that, you know. I don't want to hear that you think I go too far, because as much as you try to oppress me, as much as you try to repress me, I'm supposed to have some inalienable rights here. I've heard the way you think, and I know you think I already have too many rights. I know you're a product of the MTV generation. I know you're addicted to playing video games. Yeah, you'd rather spend your time interacting with a story on a screen with your precious little joystick than actually talking to someone. But just because you don't feel like reaching out to people doesn't mean you can force me into that cage again. I suppose if you don't think, if you don't watch the news, if you don't interact with people, you think, why should anyone want to talk to people? If you want that for yourself, fine. If you don't mind giving up rights because you have nothing to offer, fine. But the rest of the world doesn't think like you, and we sure the hell don't want you ruling over us. Since 9/11, laws have been passed to legally take our rights away, you know, to make us more safe. Fair trade, freedom for perceived safety. But I'd rather fly in the face of danger in this country. I'd rather make it on my own without the likes of you, if it means I might be more free. I'll look over my shoulder. I'll watch out for myself. I'll do whatever I have to make sure the likes of you can never stop the likes of me.